Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Wednesday, 8th July, and the corresponding Islamic date is 17th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1441. Amongst the good habits of a believer and the one who truly has a beautiful heart is that he will always speak the truth. It is a fact, my young children, that a believer will never lie. In a hadith, we find that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that a person's iman can never be perfect unless he speaks the truth. And if he was to lie, this lying will damage his iman. So the first point is, in order to safeguard our iman and to protect the beauty of our heart, we must never lie. The second point is that we will find that sometimes we lie to save ourselves from trouble. This is shaitan tricking us. Lying can never give us benefit and speaking the truth can never harm us. We need to remember this point. In fact, it is the other way round. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that by speaking the truth we will be saved and by lying we will be destroyed. A third point is that sometimes we lie to impress other people. Sometimes we will say stories and we will add things into the story which in reality is a lie. Sometimes in a jokative way we lie. Even this is regarded as a lie and this will be a sin in the hereafter. The fourth point is, we find in a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that once a person stretched out his hand towards a child and said, "I have something in my hand. If you come near me, I will give you this." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam questioned that, "Do you in reality have something to give the child?" The person said, "Yes, I do have something." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Then it is fine, because if you had nothing inside your hand, this would also be regarded as lying." So we need to keep all of these points in our mind, that lying has many forms. And all forms of lying, they damage our iman and they destroy the beauty of our heart. Now let us look at a very special benefit of speaking the truth, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person who speaks the truth, Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam begin to love this person. So lying is a very evil trait and lying destroys the goodness of the heart, but speaking the truth increases the beauty of the heart. And as believers, due to the iman inside our heart, Allah has granted us a special beauty in our heart, and we want to do everything to preserve this beauty of our heart. Inshallah, until next lesson, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.